Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Casco. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Blasingame. Batting third. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gordy Coleman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Nuxhall. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Joe Nuxhall. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie Neal. Batting third. The third baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Canizaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Miller. Pitching for the New York Mets, Robert Lane Miller. And now, play ball. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards first. Throneberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blasingame for the out. Casco moves to second. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Casco scores. It's 1-0, Reds. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive towards short. Neal reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall fires to first and picks off Christopher. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall strikes out. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0-for-1 in the game. Blasingame hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blasingame moves to third. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro strikes out. Two outs. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman is called out on strikes. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. Two outs. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-for-1 in the game. Foyles hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Christopher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. Neal hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantilla hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Mantilla moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lynch. Hickman reaches second base with a double. Mantilla scores. Thomas moves to third. It's Reds, 1, Mets, 1. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets 1. The Reds will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 0 for 1 in the game. Nuxhall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla juggles the ball. That's an error on Mantilla. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Casco strikes out. Two outs. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cannell hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Canizaro takes first base on ball 4. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Christopher takes first base on ball 4. Canizaro moves to second. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 2 in the game. Neal hits a line drive into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets 1. The Reds will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Pinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Pinson reaches second base with a double. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinson scores. It's 2-1, Reds. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0 for 2 in the game. Foyles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mantilla hits a line drive towards third. Zimmer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coleman fields the ball and throws to Nuxhall covering. Safe. There goes Hickman trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets 1. The Reds will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Zimmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 0 for 2 in the game. Nuxhall bunts towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Zimmer moves to second. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Zimmer moves to third. Two outs. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thronberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cannell bunts towards third. Zimmer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Canizaro bunts in front of the plate. Foyles fields it and throws to first for the out. Cannell moves to second. One out. Richie Ashburn pinch hits for Bob Miller. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn strikes out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coleman scoops it up and throws to first, with Nuxhall covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets 1. The Reds will come to bat. Willard Hunter now pitching. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Pinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Post pinch hits for Jerry Lynch. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pinson. The throw from Canizaro and he is out, Cannell applying the tag. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 3 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Post now playing left field. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 3 in the game. Neal hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pinson who is chasing the ball. Neal reaches third base with a triple. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mantilla hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Neal tags and scores. Two outs. It's Reds, 2, Mets, 2. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. he's got one RBI. Hickman hits a pop-up towards short. Casco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets 2. The Reds will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-for-3 in the game. Foyles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Robinson pinch runs for Hank Foyles. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zimmer takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Joe Gaines pinch hits for Joe Nuxhall. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to third. Zimmer moves to second. Ken McKenzie now pitching. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Casco hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas pinch hits for Don Blasingame. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bill Henry now pitching. Johnny Edwards now catching. Don Zimmer now playing second base. Eddie Casco now playing third base. Leo Cardenas now PL. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Throneberry strikes out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Coleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Canizaro hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Casco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets 2. The Reds will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Pinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-1 in the game. Post hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pinson moves to second. One out. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-4 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ken McKenzie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKenzie hits a fly ball into right field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Christopher hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Coleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets 2. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards strikes out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Zimmer hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Pafletic pinch hits for Bill Henry. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mantilla strikes out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets 2. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Casco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenas bunts in front of the plate. Canizaro fields it and throws to first for the out. Casco moves to second. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Casco. The throw from Canizaro and he is out, Mantilla applying the tag. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 5-for-5 in the game, with four singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Pinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Thornberry strikes out. Edwards drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Thornberry out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Canizaro is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets 2. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-2 in the game. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla juggles the ball. That's an error on Mantilla. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-5 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neil misplays the ball. That's an error on Neil. Coleman moves to third. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Zimmer hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Ken McKenzie. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Christopher hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-5 in the game, with a triple. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coleman fields the ball and throws to Drabowski covering. Safe. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Mantilla strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets 2. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Miller now pitching. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. Casco hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenas strikes out. Canizaro drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Cardenas out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and Cincinnati Reds, 2. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.